Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recording and other devices, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, August 30th, 2025. This is our lesson 442. This is the last part of this particular chapter, chapter 86, entitled Go Teach All Nations. Part 8. Hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the tiny tap song of our hymn, Peace, Perfect Peace, number 463.
Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away, in Jesus' keeping we are safe. And they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to ask one of the precious little ones to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Keep it to the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Keep it to the people that's in the Sabbath, and the people that's not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time for our precious toddlers to have the lesson. So let's have our listening ears, dear one. We are in chapter 27. Part 2, entitled Go Tell My Disciple, in our storybook, the story about Jesus. And now I'm going to pass it for our dear brother to share.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the books of Matthew and Luke. Matthew 28:5 says, And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear ye not. For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. And Matthew 28:6, He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And 28:7, And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. It's an interesting part of the narrative. The disciples didn't go into Galilee. They stayed in the upper room and locked the door for fear that they were going to be next. But they did later go up to Galilee. But Jesus had to come there and reassure them in the upper room. Luke 24:5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? 24:6. He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee? 7, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Next slide, please. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Matthew 28, 5-7. As the women looked again into the tomb, they saw another shining angel, who inquired of them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Well, it's because they didn't know he was living. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he said unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Luke 24, 5-7. The angels then explained the death and resurrection of Christ. They reminded the women of the words that Christ himself had spoken, in which he had told beforehand of his crucifixion and his resurrection. These words of Jesus were now plain to them, and with fresh hope and courage, they hastened away to tell the good news. Those are missionaries. Mary had been absent during this scene, because, as you remember, she came first to the tomb and then left, and the other ladies came in from the other direction. But now returned with Peter and John. When they went back to Jerusalem, she stayed by the tomb. She could not bear to leave until she could learn what had become of the body of her Lord. As she stood by weeping, she heard a voice which asked, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? I can't mimic Christ's voice, but I'll change it a little. Her eyes were so blinded by tears that she did not notice who it was that spoke to her. She thought it might be the gardener, and said to him pleadingly, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And we'll find out next Sabbath the rest of the conversation. This is taken from Story of Jesus, page 159 and 160. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Sending an ear hug. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our second part of our lesson entitled Go Tell My Disciples in our tiny lesson book, The Story of Jesus, that will be taking place September 6, 2025. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. It is time for tiny thoughts and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. Our topics continue Commandments of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear brother Josh will share.
The blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. We'll begin being anew. Our Bible verse for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 8, Jesus Heals. The chapter is Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 21, and it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. we'll be learning more or lessons about the bat. This stuff will be being learning about lesson two, a bat's body. And the memory verse for today is Jeremiah 8:22. It reads, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?" And the character quality story is hopefulness versus desperation or hopelessness. Hopefulness is a desire of some good accompanied with expectation of obtaining it or belief that it is obtainable. Hope always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish or desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Nature, bat's body. Bats look different and are different sizes depending on the kind. Bats who live out in the open have bright colors and markings. Those living in caves and other dark sheltered areas have black, brown, gray, red, or yellowish colored fur. No other kind of animal has both wings and fur. Mammals are the only animals with fur or hair. There are about 1,000 different kinds of bats. All these different kinds of bats remind us how many different kinds of people there were in the large crowd starting around Jesus, Mark 5:31. The largest bats are the flying foxes, which eat fruits, but they're also better known as the fruit bat. They have a wingspan of more than 5 feet or 1.5 meters and a body about the size of a pigeon. The smallest bat is about the size of a bumblebee, henceforth it's called the bumblebee bat. It is called Kitty's hognose bat and lives in Thailand. It weighs about 1/14 an ounce or 2 grams. It is the smallest mammal in the world. Like the smallest mammal, touching someone is a small act. Yet Jesus notices even our very smallest acts, as he noticed the sick lady who touched his garment. There is one kind of bat called the vampire bat that feeds off warm-blooded animals. These bats are only found in the warmest areas of Central and South America. People in these places have to be careful when sleeping out in the open because a vampire bat that could come along to get a drink of blood. The vampire bats remind us of the work of Satan. He is a creature of spiritual darkness, like bats are of physical darkness. Vampire bats hover in the air and alight silently on their victim. Or it may land on the ground nearby and walk over to its victim. It is very quiet in its approach. The lightweight bat that hops on the victim and slices the skin with its razor-sharp front teeth. The victim does not usually feel any pain or even wake up. Then the bat laps up the blood as it flows from the wound. A chemical in the bat's saliva stops the blood from clotting. Chickens and other small animals can lose so much blood from a few attacks that they die. Does it remind you about the woman who had been losing blood for 12 years and was in a terrible condition of weakness and suffering? Her blood should have clotted, but it kept flowing. Satan, like a vampire bat, had attacked and wounded her, but Jesus' life-giving virtue passed through her body and she was healed. The bat has a skeleton like most other mammals. Their wings are really webbed hands. Thin, elastic skin stretches over their very long fingers, much like a duck's webbed feet. Their feet even has toes. Bats use their hands for flying. The woman who was sick came behind him and touched the hem of his garment with her fingers. The hem of the garment had symbolic value. In ancient Israel, they were required to have a ribbon of blue on the hem of their garments. It was to remind them to keep God's commandments. A hem is a border. It marks the boundary line of the robe. The Ten Commandments are a picture of God's character of love. He is bound by their principles in all he does. The sick woman touching the hem of his garment reminds us of reaching out by faith to God's character of love. It is his life-giving love or virtue that brings healing to all of us. he is still the same great physician. Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 8:22. Here, remind these things to do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your choice remind you of your lesson. Two, as you mend a hem, remember your lesson. As you use your hands to do your chores, think of the facts with their strange hands. Three, do not give Satan a chance to wound you through sin. But if any man sin, we have a great physician who binds up our wounds and makes us whole. When someone gets cut and needs a bandage, notice how Jesus helps the blood to clot and how the cut heals in a short time. Here and reinforce first are activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for bats. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, notice the hands of people around you. Draw an outline of each member of the family's hands. Cut out a black paper. Mount the hands on a piece of white paper. Copy a verse about hands on the white paper above the hands, like, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Three, it would be enjoyable to make bathrobes for each member of the family that looks similar to Bible robes. Four, sing the hymn, The Great Physician. If you don't know the song, you're free to learn it. Five, when you use an umbrella, lead spokes and fabric remind you of how the skin is stretched over a bat's bony wings. Six, visit a cave or other place where you might find bats. It is enjoyable to sleep outside, and at certain times you can observe the bats catching insects. Seven, say your memory verse. Remarkable parent food. Thus, as he grew wisdom and stature, Jesus increased in favor with God and man. He drew the sympathy of all hearts by showing himself capable of sympathizing with all. The atmosphere of hope and courage that surrounded him and made him a blessing in every home. And often in the synagogue of the Sabbath day, he was called upon to grade the lesson from the prophets and the hearts of the hearers, thrilled as a new light, shown out from the familiar words of the sacred text, the desire of ages, page 74. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. And today, we'll be hearing, we'll be seeing pictures taken by me during my visit to the zoo. we'll be looking at photos that were taken by me during my visit to the zoo with our dear brother Joel. Here's among a few of them. Our first from me are captures of God's creatures at the Prospect Zoo. Here we got on our left is a peacock. It and a few other peacocks came visiting around the benches is near the entrance to the zoo down the staircase, and people will get to meet them face to face. Our right are a pair of swans that were seen. Virgil and I was supposed to be on a path that was supposed to lead to a small pond or a lake. There was supposed to be a flock of them, but since that pathway was closed, we only could see two from the pen. Continue with the porcupine on our left and the red panda on our right. And we will end with my sightings at the animal zoo. So on our left is the silver pheasant, and the right are two kookaburras. And I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't wait to see the research that will be given to be familiar with all the wonderful creatures that the Lord had allowed us to experience by sharing. And remember, little ones, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispered peace within. Peace, perfect peace, a future all unknown. Jesus, we know and He is all. The Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, on other devices, and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone. This song to our theme is a hymn entitled Before the Throne of God Above. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me, my name is graven on his hand. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me this depart. No tongue can bid me this depart.
And Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are going to ask one of the precious little ones, mommy or daddy, so even our guests, to open the family gathering. Is there anyone that would like to be able to have open in prayer, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, and please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, because the people who are not here, please protect the way that we're going to be running. Protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 11, King James Version, and it reads, "He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, those later on recording, we will continue with part 8, which is the last part of this chapter, of our lesson entitled Go Teach All Nation, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mind.
Psalm 22. Verse 30, King James Version. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Daniel 7:27, King James Version. And the kingdom of domination and the kingdom, the kingdom and dominion. And the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and the all
dominions
shall serve and obey him.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, King James Version. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And we'll bubble down to share.
Isaiah 59, verse 19. King James Version. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against it.
Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth.
Isaiah 52, verse 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together they shall sing. For they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
Isaiah 52, verse 9. King James Version. Break forth into joy, sing together, for ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem.
Isaiah 52, verse 10, King James Version. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Amen. Good job. Today we will cover page 827 to 828. Welcome to all the precious family We are in the desired ages, page 827. Who would like to take the first paragraph, continuing, dear ones?
Continuing. All who consecrate soul, body, and spirit to God will constantly receiving a new endowment of physical and mental power. The exhaustible supplies of heaven are at their command. Christ gives them the breath of his own spirit, the life of his own life. The Holy Spirit puts forth its highest energies to work in mind, in heart and mind. Next slide, please.
Continuing, the grace of God enlarges and multiplies their faculties, and every perfection of the divine nature comes to their assistance in the work of saving souls. Through cooperation with Christ, they are complete in him, and in the human weakness, they are enabled to do the deeds of omnipotence. The Desired Ages, page 827, paragraph 3.
Amen. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this is a new one. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, margin, taken from Bible Music Scripture Song, volume 5 of the memory verse.
By works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Be justified by his grace, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. But according to his mercy, he saved us. Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Be justified by his grace, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by his mercy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the desired ages. We still in page 827. Who would like to read the following paragraph?
The Savior longs to magnify his grace, to manifest his grace and stamp his character on the whole world. It is his precious porcelain.
Possession?
Possession. He desires to make men free and pure and holy. Though Satan works to hinder the purpose, this purpose, yet through the blood shed for the world, there are triumphs to be
achieved
that will bring glory to God and the Lamb. Next slide, please. Continuing, Christ will not be satisfied till the victory is complete, and he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied, as Isaiah 53, verse 11. All the nations of the earth shall hear the gospel of his grace. Not all will receive this grace, his grace, but a seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Psalms 22, verse 30. Next slide, please.
Continuing.
The kingdom and
dominion
and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the
saints
of the Most High, and the earth shall be full of the
knowledge
of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, so shall they
fear
the name of the Lord from the
west,
and his glory from the
rising
of the sun. Daniel 7:27, Isaiah 11:9, 59:19.
Good. Those are ages 827, paragraph 4. Good. You did a good job.
Good job, dear ones. And the scripture, Holy says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59, verse 19. And continuing, let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14, margin. This is taken from the Sunlight Sound Studio scripture song singers in the section Pillars of Our Faith in the memory verse CD.
In this gospel of the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. For a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the Desire of Ages, on page 828. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 828. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places. Next slide, please. Continuing. For the Lord hath comforted his people, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God. Isaiah chapter 52:7-10, Desire of Ages, page 828, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. And this is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 18, and chapter 16, verse 33, margin. This is also taken from the Bible Music Scripture Song, but this is volume 3, not the memory verse CD.
Will not leave you comfortless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to reserve all the answers to the 6 questions that we will be reviewing next week by God's grace. So next week, we will be reviewing part 8 of our chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. If you have any other questions regarding the other 7 parts or new questions for this particular one, if they need research, you could send it beforehand. Thursday is the latest. Otherwise, you can hold it by God's grace to be meet again. If anyone of the remnant family, Mommy Sadari's or little ones, or our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you once more for bringing us here this Sabbath day to praise your name. We thank you, Father Jesus, that you have gathered us amidst all the occurrence during the week. We are here safely with our families. Father Jesus, we praise your name for that. Thank you for your holy Sabbath day. Thank you for all these beautiful lessons that you are giving to us. We pray, Father Jesus, as we go into the next sections of the study, that you continue to be with us, that you continue to pour down your beautiful blessings upon us today. Please be with the speaker, Father Jesus, and the word that we will receive at this time. Thank you, Lord. Again, be with the little ones. Continue to comfort them throughout the day and be with their parents as well. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath will be September 6, 2025. We will do our review of our chapter 86 entitled Go Teach All Nations, Part 8. In leaving the scripture and also a small quote from our lesson book, but this is in page 297, paragraph 1. The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:7, King James Version, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And our quote reads, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciple. However imperfect and simple we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offering of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.